Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Josh and Chick had lunch. Plus the car mileage record. And did you ever have a pony at a party? Right after this song from Donnie Baker.
They said to take a number, so we lined up single file. I was toward the back, number 143, so I knew it would be a while. The invitation said, free pork fest, Saturday, noon to 3. And the good Lord knows nobody likes porking quite as much as me. Got a pocket full of rubbers, all 14 colors. Man, I'm loaded for bear. I was nervous at first, but met some folks. Even shook hands with the mayor. We're going helter-skelter in the picnic shelter. Oh, what's this gonna be? They stuck an apple in her mouth by the open pit. Old-fashioned rotisserie. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? It ain't polite to stare. Hog roast or gangbang? I see 4 feet in the air. Hog roast or gangbang? Man, the line is moving fast. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? Either way, I'm guaranteed a piece of ice. Hey, man, more reverbs. Make me sound like Molly Hatchet's. There's no wine and dine in this chow line. Just wham, bam, thank you, man. Thank you, man. I moved up 10 spots when I gave Scotty Winkler some wet naps for his hands. They said, flip her over, it's time for another base. Take all you want, but eat all you take, cause nothing should go to waste. Even though it's called a pitching, I hear some are pulling out. Not me. I'm gonna start at the tail and finish at her snout. The ones that are done waddle on by, wiping off their face. I swear to God, I'm coming back next year, cause man, I love this place. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? Either way, I'm getting some pink. Hog roast or gangbang? I'm not kidding, I love that pink. Hog roast or gangbang? I'm dizzy and losing focus. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? I think I got the crabs or caught trichinosis. Damn pig flu.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Thoroughly unpleased with the way that went. On my part.
Raise your hand. Welcome back to the Bob
Again,
and Tom Show.
2 days in a row. Next day, you're nice.
The home of the funk. Let's go around the room. The handsome meter is just ticking
That's
away.
That's why people listen. You know, they're funky. Those guys are funky.
We're
that's
known
why
for
I listen.
Our funk.
Are you funky?
I like to think I'm a little funky.
Thank you very much.
I know funky when I hear funky.
I have a good funky story if you'd want to hear funky stories.
I would love to.
Well, I can't
love.
Wait. Oh, okay.
I've got a good funk story. But first.
Okay, she was the sarcastic one that time.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Speaking of stories, Chick and I have one as well.
I was going to say how nice you look today with your dress. That's very sweet looking.
It's very nice.
But I did not get a chance to say the handsome meter, as you can see, Christy, off the charts here. We have some very handsome guests today. We'll be speaking with Pat Godwin, Al Jackson, the lovely Allie Breen.
Pat Godwin coming in?
Who's
that guy?
We did a special FaceTime.
He's got a crazy thing
FaceTime
going on.
Live thing yesterday
Facebook
afternoon.
Live, yeah.
I'm sorry, what did I... sorry,
no,
Facebook
it's all right.
Live.
Hey, these technologies get...
Speaking
I
faces,
saw it on Instagram.
That's the face of Ace Cosby here.
You are the George Clinton of the room.
Thank you very. Oh, that's very nice, George Clinton.
Funky,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Funky.
Yes,
he came up with the word funk, maybe.
Uh huh. And then, there's another George in the room, as you can see. George Clooney.
Godwin has a thing going on with his hair today. One side is like woo out to one side. I don't know if he knows it or not.
Okay, are they the same color?
No. Yeah. See, he probably got up late. He was in a rush to get in here.
No.
Scared of upsetting you.
I would imagine he didn't sleep too much.
No, but he's in a hotel room, so whenever he's in a hotel room, he puts the dye in. Remember? Because
I know that story, but he doesn't do it every time.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I wouldn't. Really? Huh? Really?
Oh, yeah. He looked like an Italian mobster the last time I saw him. He had that really greasy, dark black hair.
Oh!
We were talking about that in the break room. You think the mob bosses of today get upset about a messy microwave just like we do? All right, what's going on here?
Spill cheese, you don't clean it?
Oh, jeez. You know, last time I said you had to whack a guy, I tell you that.
Did you get some in your suit? Okay, where were we? Oh, I know. Let's see. Ace, Chick, Josh, present. That's Christy. I'm Tom. Dean's behind the glass. Godwin's tuning his guitar.
What story are you going to tell?
Yeah, what story are you going to tell?
We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We'll get that confession after I mention the Chick is at the John Deere Sports Desk. Yes, sir.
Well, Chick and I had lunch yesterday.
Oh, is that what we're going to do?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
We may have been telling tales out of school.
We had an odd show yesterday morning. I think overall you could point at it and like, it happens.
We were just being, Chick and I were just, we were complaining about our own lives. Not the show, Bobby.
No, God, no. And
as we get up to leave.
Oh, that's right.
So we're just two curmudgeons. Just arguing a little bit, bitching.
If I hear Sean Morey one more time, stuff like that, you know.
We get up to leave. I don't remember you saying that. We get up to leave, and the couple next to us, as we leave, they go, Josh, Chick, we're big fans. Yeah.
And I checked Twitter last night like four or five times going, Chick and Josh were bitching about
I know, I was thinking about it. I was like, can you imagine?
Nothing happened.
So hearing.
Yeah, hearing
two
that.
Guys who work 4 hours
actually,
a day.
What were you whining about? Was your Perrier a little flat?
Actually,
was the leather seat a little too cool when you got in your
exactly.
car?
Exactly.
Like that's the
if you replace loading dock with headphones, it could have been any two guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just bitching about their work.
And we were making each other laugh. It was a thing that we were, I think, having fun with. But
What are some of the things that are bothering you in your life?
Let's clear the room.
I thought yesterday's
show
was excellent. I particularly enjoyed our discussion about audio editing and the great John Mellencamp song, Play Guitar.
I covered that yesterday.
That was interesting.
We did this edit.
Get all about that macho fish. Learn how to play guitar.
That's the famous Macho Tish edit in which we literally took the physical reel-to-reel tape and took the S word out, turned it backwards so we would keep the rhythm and the timing of the song. And then we played that for quite some time. I love the Macho Tish edit.
I might have mentioned that.
I thought it was fun.
The echo
it was
version,
fun.
The echo version better.
Yeah.
None of us understood.
Echo version blows.
Yeah.
Never play it again.
See, this is the kind of thing we're talking about. Nobody at work agrees with me. They're all just complaining.
Yeah. So, Josh, what's your chief complaint right now? Let's just look at your life. You have moved here. You abandoned your life in St. Louis, left your sad apartment with some male roommate at the Jerkatorium.
Jerkatorium.
You've moved
both of you, going at each other.
Hey, I like the way you're doing it. Yeah, you're doing pretty good, too.
Boy, it's nice to live here in the Jerkatorium.
I'm about to complete, but I'll wait for you if you want.
You now have a home that you have. You're getting ready to move into. You've had it for a couple months.
And this,
you've got those flooring done. You've got
almost
the bricks all tweaked out, and
sure.
You got your kitchen with a nice. I was telling Kelly yesterday. Oh, you know, Josh got a. Kelly and I are working on this house, and I said, "Hey, you know, this is kind of a hint." I'm going,
yeah.
"Hey, Kelly, do you know that Josh got a restaurant booth for his kitchen?" And she looks at me and she goes, "Why?" I was hoping she'd say,
"Oh, that's cool. Let's do that.
We're doing a new kitchen.
Right.
Let's do that."
Yeah. You know what? That little story, you answered a lot of my questions. Uh-huh.
I'll send pictures, she'll see why.
Yeah.
But
do you have exactly.
Pictures? It's a lovely area.
Yeah. I'll take it. This is exactly my point, though. Two guys like Chick and I, we really have no worries. Here we are complaining about. Little things, and these two people overheard it and had
right.
to have been like, "What?"
I'll apologize now. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make anybody.
I don't think she came up at all. Did she even come up? Yeah, no. You're sort of out of sight.
So, like, you're okay now that your heated steering wheel's fixed. What is?
I don't have any of that, but.
Well, you've got.
In fact, that's what I was complaining about.
I was
about.
Trying to talk him into getting a new car. I've been doing that for months. He won't listen to me because that's the way America runs. You go into debt up to your eyeballs, and then you live your life.
And then you sit on the phone with Visa and beg them to unlock your card.
Yeah, but you are right. His car's a piece of crap. It's time.
My God,
I think we should go.
Yeah.
What
year
is
it?
Not a piece of crap.
Is it even this century?
2013, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, did they have the square wheels then or the round ones?
It's like 2015.
It's got 105,000 on it. I'm almost paid off maybe in a year. And
okay.
What do you want? What do you want from me here?
Just a little embarrassing. We have to pull in and people see your car next door.
That's not true. More importantly, what'd you have for lunch?
I had the...
Are you bitching about the salad again?
The grilled chicken salad, and then I got squirrely and ordered a plate of French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, healthy.
Because I also had four vodka sodas. Because
Pittsburgh style? Is it a salad with fries on it? Or is it Philadelphia style? One of those two.
They have
Pittsburgh
a salad with
Pittsburgh
French fries?
Pittsburgh style is a steak. That is generally sort of burned on both sides, usually in about a quarter inch of oil.
Gotcha.
And
there's also a salad.
Pittsburgh style is as you're eating, somebody comes and hits you in the back of the head while
you're. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that because it could have gone really wrong right now.
This week, Pittsburgh style probably involves something else. Josh, no, your car's awesome. I think the fact that you've got a.
I wouldn't say awesome.
I like it so much. It's like maybe for my next year, I might just get this again.
I think everybody over 60 drives them.
Here's the kind of car Josh drives. When they pass the law that we all have to buy the same car,
right.
Which it's coming,
yeah.
Josh's car will be the one we all have to buy.
Yeah. Oh, everybody! Trust me, everybody will be very pleased.
Yeah, that's it.
You got you.
Every time I get
my record's 116,000 miles, Christy. You're
that's
more
it.
Than that.
Oh, I think our Honda has 160,000 now.
Hmm. Yeah, mine was
Chick McGee.
How many miles does my car have?
Your record.
Oh, not over 100 ever.
No, the record in the room is going to be right over there. Mr. Cosby.
210.
Yeah, there you go.
The trooper.
And then the.
You know me, I get a car. I've got $100 scissor money. I buy
you
a car.
Keep it
I buy a car like people buy socks. You know that.
Mm.
James Caan, Thief, great movie.
Okay, good. Now, so you guys are okay? No, enough whining.
What'd you have
exactly.
for lunch?
Quesadilla, wings.
Oh, yum. Mm-hmm. Sounds like
we're making plans for Orlando. We're going to pants somebody. We haven't decided who yet.
Word is pants, oddly enough.
Yeah.
We're going to pants somebody?
Yeah, the phrase you pants them.
You don't de-pants them?
Actually means you are de-pantsing them. Odd, isn't it?
It is odd, yeah.
But that's insane.
I
know.
I don't think you're right
on that. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
If you have questions about language, call us here. At
and
away
I believe,
with words.
I believe de pants is what Hervé.
Oh, de pants.
Wow.
Well, that's what you wear when you
Lazy.
Go to. That's when you go to Florida, inland from Daytona Beach to DeLand. They prefer it if you wear de pants.
Lazy, I couldn't even get through it.
Lazy.
I couldn't finish
hack
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Here's something that I ran across that's going to freak you out a little bit. Fortunately, well, you could do this. You have kids that are young enough to have a pony at a party.
Tom?
Have you ever had a pony at a party for one of your children?
I went to one. I think it's kind of cruel.
Wait a minute. How have you not ever bought a pony?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
That's fascinating.
No, I have dogs.
Daddy, I want a pony.
No. If you want to ride ponies, go to a professional facility.
But here's
the thing.
They have a
fence.
This is why you won't let me around your kids. I'll put them up to buy them.
No, we're not getting
a
pony.
We'll get to that in a minute. These ponies, they've taken the pony party to the next level.
It's like a pony party.
They have pony painting parties now involving children.
And where they paint the pony?
With chalk-based paint. That's right, Chick.
They paint the actual creature or they're drawing pictures?
No, the creatures. Creators and proponents of the popular trend claim it's harmless fun, but animal rights activists are saying the parties are cruel.
Isn't it a well-known fact when a male pony's painted, they have an erection?
All right.
PETA's calling for a ban on pony painting parties, saying animals aren't party props. How many P's can you put in a sentence? PETA calling for a ban on pony painting parties, saying animals aren't party props.
Wow, that's a lot.
Nice.
Quite alliteration.
You did that very well.
Thank you. A change.org petition asking people to take a stand.
Did you wink at Tom?
Collected over 59,000 signatures. Thanks, Tom. The subject is being hotly debated among social media users.
That's kind of awful, I think.
It is awful, I think.
Yeah. You know, they paint
Can you imagine, one of the ponies looks at another pony and goes, remember the good old days we used to be part of an express? Now this humiliation.
Now I'm essentially a piece of paper.
Yeah. I'm being turned into a...
That's why they do it in Tijuana.
That's with a donkey, Chick.
They paint them like a zebra and put a sombrero on them and get your picture taken. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Chick, I've heard that same bourbon legend, too.
Yep.
I swear to God, I believe in it.
Yep.
But I don't get so painting ponies for kids that have... They do this at parties, and this is now a thing for kids?
Yeah, apparently.
Like at the Bad Earth, Wind, or Fire tape, ride the painted ponies, let the spinning wheels spin.
Donnie,
ride
that's Blood, Sweat, and Tears, I think, not Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, I'm pretty sure some of the dudes from Earth, Wind, and Fire has broke off to form that Blood, Sweat, and Tears anyway.
False.
No.
How are you going to have kids painting ponies for fun? I think it's unchristian.
I'm with you, Donnie. I don't like it.
And you know me, Tom, I ain't no animal advocate. Hell, I'll eat a bacon cheeseburger right in Betty White's face. Pretty God.
What does Betty White have to do?
You just can't tie up some helpless pony and unleash a wave of snot-nosed kids with glitter and spray paint.
I couldn't agree more, Donnie.
Go to town on him. I hope this pony drop kicks one of them parents right in the gizzard. Then maybe they'll stop doing this. You know little horses don't like it. If the horses liked it, they wouldn't have to keep them tied up.
Good point.
I feel the same about people who dress their pets in stupid clothes and costumes.
Yep.
I'll say, I'll give you a pass on Halloween, but any other time of year, it's just immorals.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sure, it's funny to dress your cat up like a rat, but if you do, then you're an asshat, and I'll say it right your face. And whenever I see somebody got their dog dressed like a matador, I always think to myself, I wonder how many days before that animal snaps and gnaws his face off while he's sleeping. The owner spends 30 minutes getting her pet dressed, then the pet spends the next 2 hours trying to free himself. My Aunt Putty, she actually sews little pants for her chickens.
That's a big
she raises
thing.
Chickens. Yeah.
That's a big thing.
She'll sew little pants, that way they don't crap all over her house.
Right. Oh.
Because she thinks them chickens are babies. She named them after her little baby. She got celebrity heroes she got Goatee Hen, Egg Ryan,
nice.
Feather Locklers, Yoko Ono, Tanya Clucker, Dolly Peckerson. She's got a rooster, Wally Cox.
Oh, does she? Yes, yeah, sure.
I like that, yeah.
Hell, Josh, she's also got a goat named Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in a oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.